The Metta Bhavana Meditation. The Cultivation of Friendliness. Imagine you're going to see a close friend play an instrument in a concert. The musicians come onto the stage. And there's your friend. And your friend sees you and you wave. You feel so pleased to see your friend there. You so much want them to do well. Well, this feeling of warmth and well-wishing is metta, friendliness, loving-kindness. And everyone sometimes feels some metta for some people. And metta can be cultivated, which is the purpose of this meditation. It can become more frequent, more a part of our life. It can be made stronger, and it can be felt for more and more people, animals too. In the meditation practice, we find ways of contacting the resources of metta that we all have. We find ways of strengthening it in and for ourselves, and then we spread it out to the friend, to the neutral person, and to the disliked person. Then we extend it to people nearby and allow it to expand out by imagining more and more beings and wishing them all well. Metta is known as the immeasurable. When it is fully developed, there are no limits to the number and kind of beings included in it. So at the end of the meditation, we may rest in the experience of metta. The sublime abode, as it's known, a supreme happiness. So it's very important to prepare well. Leave plenty of time for the meditation. Sit in a pleasant place where you will not be disturbed. You might place some flowers in front of you, or if you like, a picture of a meditating Buddha. Sit comfortably on cushions on the floor or on a chair if you prefer. So now we're sitting ready to tune in to the meditation. And decide who you will think of in each stage. First, choose a good friend, someone about the same age, of the same sex, with no appreciable sexual feelings between you, and still alive. Okay, now choose the neutral person. Anyone you know well enough to call to mind, but who you neither particularly like nor dislike. And finally, the so-called enemy, someone you don't get on with, perhaps only temporarily. You don't communicate well with them, or perhaps they dislike you. Also, choose now a pleasant situation which you can recall in the first stage, and perhaps later stages too. It might be remembered or imagined, perhaps a sunny beach remembered from a holiday, or a time you were in happy company, a beautiful country spot, a piece of uplifting music, a sunset, or anything that helps you bring to mind happy feelings. Now we're ready to start to relax and to bring a kind sense of acceptance to how we are at present. So the seat is stable and firm. A sense of stability. as if we're rooting into the ground. And the spine extends up, so you are upright and alert. Loosening any tight clothing, especially at the waist and neck. The hands are gently folded in the lap or resting on the thighs. The eyes are closed, withdrawing from outside distractions, or they can be slightly open if you prefer. Checking that the body is balanced and upright. The head balanced, with the back of the neck a little lengthened. Feeling stable and really present, bringing the attention to the area around the heart. And allowing a sense of warmth and self-acceptance to grow there. A warm and comfortable sensation of contentment. Calming, spreading. And as this sense of warmth spreads through the body, it relaxes us, allowing us to let go of all the tensions of the day. So first feeling this warmth filling our torso, the chest opening, widening, the shoulders relax, and the abdomen becomes soft. Warmth spreading into our legs and our feet. Letting go of tensions. And warmth from the heart region spreading down the arms into the hands. Maybe the palms tingle a little as they relax. And warmth spreading into the neck and the face. A sense of glowing in the skin of the face. Brow is smooth and untroubled. The eyes are soft. And a little smile develops on the lips. And this warmth and contentment filling the body is accompanied by a sense of kindness and self-acceptance. And we can tune in to however we are now, just accepting that, briefly reflecting on how the last few hours have been and how we feel at present.